right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. Now, I know this is pre-recorded, it's not live from the lair, but 2021 saw most police officers shot and killed in U.S. history, according to the Fraternal Order of Police. You ever get tired of women staring at that bulge in your pants? You know what I mean. Come on, lady, my eyes are up here, right? Well, thanks to kevinsconcealment.com, there's the cure for that. And at the same time, you get to exercise your Second Amendment rights at work and not get fired. You take your bulge, put it in the holster, and voila! Ladies will stop being afraid of you, and they'll just start harassing you. Winning? No. And why? Because they think you have a big fat wallet. You guys thought I was talking about something else. That's a homo suspicion point. Space Ghost is on. Go to kevinsconcealment.com and check out if they have a holster for your sidearm. Use the discount code POP, P-O-P-P. Links in the description.
There's a lot of crazy shit that's going on in the United States. It started towards the end of 2019, and it's been gathering steam. And it got pretty bad there in the, 2020. Died off for a little bit, and I really think we are experiencing the calm before the storm. All right. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I am not on the side of the rioters. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I am a firm believer in peaceful protesting. It's very important for this country moving forward. And it should not be curtailed in any way, shape, or form. As long as it remains peaceful. Okay. Now, we've had the media lie and say it's mostly peaceful protesting. And then we had a couple of other individuals who said, since when does a protest have to be peaceful? Well, when it's not a peaceful protest and it's deemed a riot, then you need to get the fuck out of Dodge. Because once that happens, the cops pretty much get the green light to, walk in there and crack some skulls. Now, I am a firm believer that this whole qualified immunity horseshit needs to be fixed and curtailed. We have police seizing other citizens' assets, and they're forfeited, and it's up to you to challenge them to get your property back. Even if you're not charged with a crime. I believe it's piracy. It's gone by a lot of different names in the past. People tend to get pissed off about said things. Or, we've covered a lot of police shootings on this channel. And quite frankly, some of them did not look justified to me. But, a lot of these officers, they get a pass because they're just doing their job as qualified immunity. And we've seen the President of the United States forcing mandates, which are not supported by the Constitution. And the list goes on and on of judges and other people who are in our government who just abuse your constitutional rights. And you have absolutely no recourse. So I understand the frustration behind all the violence and everything that's coming up the chain. And I will say this to the police out there. If you keep enforcing tyrannical mandates or things that aren't actual laws that somehow you think should be enforced as laws, You're going to lose the support of the general population. Okay, so up until this point, we've had a lot of police officers shot and killed, mainly by individuals in blue states and cities, who have basically been run into the ground by their administrations for the past 50 years. And that's terrible. But if these police officers stop enforcing the Constitution of the United States and think they can hide behind qualified immunity and continue to do what they're doing, if they keep doing that and they lose support of the people on the right, then it is going to be open season on these motherfuckers. And the numbers from 2020, those are going to be rookie numbers. Because if this turns into a two-way rifle range, you know, for the most part, most of the cops I know are fucked. And I did a whole video on this, you know, speaking on the fact that Antifa and BLM are doing direct action training. And a lot of them are doing it in front of everyone at airsoft ranges and at paintball ranges. They're there buying realistic weapons, practicing firing maneuver, magazine changes, clearing malfunctions, dragging wounded people. I've seen it. It's coming down the pipe. All right. And this is from December 2nd, 2021. Here, it's from The Blaze. Not a fan of their stuff. But, you know, this is a trend that's coming. I don't see it stopping anytime soon. I really don't. And here are the numbers. What do we got here? Let's see, 314 officers shot, 58 killed. Ambush attacks on officers up 126% from 2020. All right, now, ambush attacks are things that are done in a theater of unconventional warfare. All right, you always, if you're going to do the two-way rifle range, it's best if the opponent is caught by surprise. That way you can avoid them doing annoying things like shooting back and calling for backup and all the other horse shit that goes along with it. All right, this is serious business here. All right. Serious business. And for all the law enforcement officers I have out there that watch my show, please honor your oath and support the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Because if you're being told to enforce edicts and so forth that aren't laws, you're going to get more of this. All right, and I'm just telling you the truth. Okay? Not to mention, U.S. murder rate skyrocketed 30% between 2019 and 2020. Yeah. It's going to get much worse.